You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Stop the open of the show, okay? Over the weekend, I went up to Sacramento, where I grew up, right? And my high school, my graduating high school class was having a get-together. Not a full-blown reunion, but it's kind of funny because guys who were kind of... I wouldn't say they were mean guys in high school, but they weren't the nicest guys in high school. A guy named Jay Poses. Like, Jay was kind of mean guy, but if you knew him, he was nice to you. But if you didn't know him, like, he could be mean. He could be mean to you. And I knew him, so he was nice to me, right? And we played baseball together, and we came from the same part of Sacramento. So he and another friend, a friend named Lindy Smith, they started getting guys from my high school class. And again, I went to an all-boys Catholic high school in Sacramento called Christian Brothers High School. And they started getting guys together. And I think we had such a good time at one of the reunions. They're like, why did we wait 5 years to do this stuff? Which would make sense, right? For me to start the show today, I should play a different song, right? It's a song that we used to hear at Mass, and every time we used to go to Mass on Fridays. I don't think every Friday we went, but on some Fridays we went. Or maybe we went every Friday, hell, I can't remember. It's been a few years, So, this is a song, though, that we would sing when... in Mass, or it would get played, because it was on the radio, and whenever I've heard it since, I have the MP3, whether I played it in Iraq or Afghanistan, it always took me to them. It always took me to that feeling that, that you got, being around that group of guys, and I knew, like, some of the guys that were there over the weekend, I've known for 52 years, maybe, no, longer than that. I met him when I was 5, so I've known some of those guys for 56 years of my life. Yeah, how about that? Amazing. And so I need to start the show with a song, and you'll know, you've heard the song if you're old enough, you grew up in the 60s, or the 70s, you've heard the song.
No, no. he ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Mind you, Christian Brothers High School.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
I love that song, man. Like I said, I mean, when we'd play sports, man, our football team, what they had across the front of their jersey was the word brothers. And then we'd kick everybody's ass. We'd kick everybody's ass. Yeah, we used to catch a fair amount of shit for going to an all-boys Catholic school. And the world really hadn't undertaken sensitivity training yet. Anyway, so my friend, like, Jay, like the not very nice guy in high school, who's now like really nice guy and thoughtful guy. It's amazing how that happens, right? But he's still funny. He's still Jay. So anyway, Jay, I muted him on Facebook because he was starting in like March. He dogged me. Hey, you got to come in. I'm like, Jay, if I'm not doing anything, you know I'll be there. I love that stuff. And then he's like, out of the blue, like on a Tuesday, like, hey, Mike, you got to come. I'm like, all right, Jay, you got to stop doing this, man. I told you, I will be there. So I drive up Friday. It took me 3 hours to get through Los Angeles. But it didn't really matter because the Yankee game was on. So I was happy. And then I drive up I-5, which I think I've done about 500,000 times. I-5 straight as a bowling alley. And the good part is that everybody going 90 miles an hour. Once you get through Los Angeles, about another 4 hours. So anyway. I get there Friday night and then get up Saturday. I stay with my cousin Tom. My cousin Tom's like a brother to me. His son, Joe, and both of his sons, Joe and Jim, are home. So always fun hanging out with them. It's like a second home for me, Tom's house. And his lovely wife Julie. I'm giving them shit because their youngest, actually two of their kids, have Crohn's disease. And that once somebody gets Crohn's disease, man, all the fun food goes out of the house, man. And I'm like, man, I'm like so anti-Crohn's right now. Like, come on, can't we get a potato chip or something to eat? Like, what the hell? No. So, anyway. At noon on Saturday, I go over. 32 guys from my class show up at Ken Whitehall's house in East Sacramento. A part of Sacramento I'd never been to, right? When I grew up there. I'm driving, I'm like, I've never been to this part of Sacramento. I was a Southside kid, and Kenny lives over in East Sacramento. So I get out of the car, and who's getting out of his car across the street? The mean guy, Jay Poses. So he looks at me, and he says, oh, my God, you came. He said, you didn't? I said, I muted your ass, man. He said, what? I said, that's right, I muted your ass. He's like unbelievable. So It was just talk about, on this show, when we talk about post-traumatic winning, you know, one of the two things you fight is isolation. And, you know, again, I've known, like, two of the guys that were there I've known since I was 5 years old. I went to kindergarten with them. And Mario Rodriguez and Steve Sewell. And they were both there. And, you know, you walk around the corner and you see them, right? Or they walk in and you just start laughing like, dude, what is up? And so we hung out, for 5 hours or so together. Took a team picture and just laughed the whole day. So I just want to tell them, because I'm gonna cut this up and send it to them, what an awesome time it was. Thank Ken Whitehall for donating his backyard so that we could get together and just tell them what a great time it was. And you know, we were discussing, like, and I don't live in Sacramento, right? So I got to get up there. But they did one in the spring, and I said, you know, do one in the fall, and there's more people that were our friends. They weren't necessarily in our class, and let's drag their asses to this. And they were like, yeah, because, you know, if you were an athlete, you played with guys older than you and younger than you, and they were your friends, or just guys who you knew that were older, or you know, just guys that you went to school with. And and again, maybe we don't do that at somebody's house. We just pick a bar that's owned by somebody who went to Christian Brothers High School, or there's two girls' schools that were near ours. So when we had dances, like, those three schools would kind of get together. And I mean, it was the girls that we went to grammar school with, right? So pick a bar that somebody owns that's from, you know, that's from one of those schools, and see if they have a back room, and we'll just go hang out and watch football and talk shit and laugh. But I say that to say this. The whole isolation thing, right? So when you look at my class, there's a spectrum of everything. We have guys in our class. One of my classmates, a guy named Larry Guile, he's like the census taker, right? Who's alive, who's dead, email address, on there on Facebook. And so Larry does an awesome job of doing that. Joe Perfecto, a professional photographer. He took the team picture, which is pretty fun. But we're like any other group. You know, we have guys that are struggling with health. A good friend of mine, Doug Bruce. And you know, what's interesting is even the guys that I went to high school with. So I wouldn't have met them till I was, 14 years old, when you're a freshman in high school. We started playing sports against each other because of the sports program that the high school had. The high school put together what was called the Parochial Athletic League. So all the Catholic schools competed in football. We played full-on tackle football, but we wore flags. Yeah, I don't know why, but we did. I don't know, maybe it was an insurance thing. So, and you had to tackle them and then pull the flag by the time that you got them to the ground, or it was called tackling. Yeah, now in retrospect, it was kind of stupid. But anyway, and yeah, I'm sure it was for insurance reasons. But we, you know, full contact, full gear. That's when your head, that's how I got taught. Like, I got taught when I was in fifth grade that my head was a weapon.
Yeah.
McNamara, why do you think that thing's on your head? Like, I'm not sure. It's a weapon, okay? When we put a helmet on it, it's a weapon. You're supposed to hit somebody with it. Okay. Okay, Mr. Frazzinetti. Yeah. Jim Frazzinetti, my JV football coach in fifth grade. But anyway, so we started competing with each other in like fifth grade. So even the guys that I would go to high school with, I knew of them. And there was great men that influenced us, right? I mean, the guys who were our coaches, they were veterans. They were, I went to St. Charles. Friends of mine showed up. They were They showed up, their brothers, right? Jerry and John Slaughter. They're not even in our class, but they hung out with us. Their dad, Harry, was the first black fire chief in Sacramento, California, in 1970. Which gives you some idea, right? Yeah, the black guys didn't get promoted in 1970, okay? Which means he would have had to get promoted all through the 60s. And so it gives you some sense of the kind of men that influenced our lives and shaped us as young guys playing sports. And I was telling Jerry and John, I said, man, I remember your dad and his St. Anne's colors were blue and white. I said, your dad used to wear white pants, and they fell out laughing. He'd wear that blue windbreaker, and he'd be yelling and going up and down the sideline. I said, your dad's a great man. And in the years since, I've thought about that. I didn't think about it at the time, but you know, as the years have gone by, you think about people that influenced your life and all the kids that they influenced as they were the mainstays at different schools, but. To go back to my thing about isolation, it's the warmest, happiest place to be among your friends. And even if you're going through tough things in life, you know, to reconnect with your friends, you know, to help your friends, you know, and just for them to know that you're there if they need you, I think is incredibly important. And I want to encourage everybody. To do those kind of things. And I hope, I threatened Jay last night. I said, Jay, you don't move too good anymore. All right. So, right. I can get after you now. And, I would do that, but, maybe. And he would accept it. He knows he deserves it. But, yeah, let's just do something on that's easy and hang out and watch football on a Saturday. And, you know, nobody has to get put out. You know, if we do it at a bar, you know, we all pay for our own stuff, so it's easy peasy. But bring somebody else with you that went to our school that was your friend and, you know, just build the thing out. Because it was so much fun. It was so much fun and so good to see those guys. And, again, I going to a Catholic school was a little bit different. There was always the expectation we would treat people well. Now, we didn't always do that, but we would get our asses chewed for it, right? We would get our asses chewed if our conduct did not reflect, you know, what, you know, the people that taught us thought it should be in the good tradition of what it was to be a Catholic. I remember going to Mass with my school. Right? With all four classes, we'd be in the gym, and our teachers would be sitting amongst us, so we wouldn't screw around. But I just remember how cool it was. Guys playing music, us singing, or mumbling, or whatever we did. But it was a good school, and, you know, no women. And all that meant was we had more fun. We laughed. There wasn't the tension that went on with girls or the paint and play stuff that went on with girls. We just went to school and we laughed and we, you know, we busted balls and we had a great time. And so, it was wonderful to do that. I would encourage everybody, you know, to get connected with with the people that you grew up with, right? And again, it's that isolation thing. And, you know, we all have devices and there's Facebook and yet there's more and more people that feel isolated in the world. And so we can do something about that. So anyway, I had an awesome weekend. If you can't tell. And you know what? I would love to do a version of post-traumatic winning up there. So, I'm going to work on that. A friend of mine named Chris Gandy, who was a couple years ahead of me, who should have been there on Saturday. He's trying to get me up to Sacramento to do it. And so he just sent me an email last week or a text last week saying, hey man, I haven't forgotten. I said, you know, I was just thinking about your ass last week, wondering where the hell you were. He goes, come on man, don't be like that. And I started laughing. So anyway, get connected, right? And not only just for you, but certainly for you. Get connected because other people need you. And that those communities, those ties are so strong still, you know, the way you feel about each other and all the different stuff that you did together. And they're still the same people. And they still laugh the same way. And even if they don't look the same, now, most of us don't. But anyway, very cool. Now, let me tell you another cool thing, what we're going to do on the show today. In about 41 minutes, so 5 minutes after 9 o'clock Pacific, Ron Reyes is going to join us. Now, you met Ron Reyes, I don't know, a year or so ago? And Ron, Ron is a Gold Star son. His father was killed in Vietnam. I think he was a part of 1st Battalion, 9th Marines. And he... So Ron went to Vietnam years ago. I had him on to talk about, I don't know how I ran across Ron. I must have just been reading maybe a feed on Facebook. But he talked about being part of Gold Star, kids. And on Father's Day, they go to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., and they're allowed, they have a picnic there. They make Father's Day cards because they grew up not making them. And they make Father's Day cards. They're allowed to clean the wall. I think the only group that's allowed to do that. And so he connected with all these other Gold Star kids. Kids he didn't, you know, he was the only one, right, when he grew up. And so he connected with all these other people. So he ultimately goes to Vietnam. And he went back. And he got back, I don't know, a little bit ago. And I saw him writing about it again. So you're gonna do... Volume 2 with Ron Reyes. He's going to talk about his most recent trip to Vietnam, which he didn't do with the group, so it was just him going for him. And so we'll hear about that. But, you know, in the first interview, one of the things he said that, you know, it still buckles my knees when I think about it is that at his father's funeral, now his mom and his dad were not even married. At his father's funeral in Los Angeles, there was a piece of glass over his body in the open casket part of it, and his mom laid him. He was a baby; he was only months old. She laid him on the glass, and she did that because she knew that was as close as he would ever be to his father. And you hear that, and it's just like. And then his mom raised him, and Ron's he's a good dude, and you hear that. And then, you know, Ron told a story about the first time that he connected with the guys of his dad's company, and they went crazy. This is Ronnie's kid. And he said, I did not know that I was part of this thing, man. I said, you're part of us, man. You're the kid of a Marine. That means you're in the tribe. He said, I didn't know that, though. So it was a really cool interview. If you want to listen to it, his name is Reyes. So all you got to do is do a search on that on the website, and you'll see the interview. It's a really cool interview, really cool. So we're going to do really cool again today. So anyway, good morning after a really cool weekend for me. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official. Good morning. And this is dedicated to the Christian Brothers class of 1976. My friends who, and in particular, you know, guys like Ken Whitehall and Jay Poses and Lindy Smith and whoever else, you know, does the heavy lifting so that we could all get together. But to my classmates, we were the centennial high school class, the 100th class of our high school. But there, I have such good friends. And man, I'll tell you what, I laughed. I mean, all you do is you sit around and laugh. You talk shit and you laugh. I mean, we go back to, you know, eighth grade, seventh and eighth grade, playing against each other, you know, St. Charles against St. Anne's, against St. Pat's, against Holy Spirit, against All Hallows, against St. Francis, you know, like I mean, we were Catholics, man. We didn't, like, participation wasn't what we were doing. We were representing our school and coming in first place. That was important. St. Pat's beat us. And I'm still not good with it, man. I'm still not good with it. And we had really good athletes, too. I mean, our football teams would win the city championship, you know, and we had good athletes. And our shit started in, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade when we were in grammar school getting after each other. And, yeah, I don't like, but I am not good with it. But this is dedicated to my high school class of 76, right, up from Christian Brothers High School. The best. That'll do it on a Monday. Yeah, like my happy trip, man, from the weekend just continues. If you missed the first hour, this past weekend I went back to my home in Sacramento, California, and just had an awesome time. I stayed with the closest thing I have to a brother, and that's my cousin Tom. Just had a great time. And then on Saturday, the reason for my trip was my high school class, my graduating class, the class of 1957, that was the year I was born, the class of 1976, the centennial class of Christian Brothers High School, got together. It wasn't one of our official reunions, right? It's just, there's a group of dudes that said, we need to do this more often. We need to just get together, because it's good for us. And it was all boys Catholic high school, right? And we'd all known each other. A lot of us had known each other since the fifth grade when we started playing sports in against our schools played each other. Yeah, and no shit sports, man. And it was important who won back then. We didn't play to participate, man. We played to kick your ass. We played to kick your ass. And that's how we grew up. And so I had a chance to go, and it was just a wonderful experience, wonderful weekend. And they're awesome guys, and like most groups, there's guys in various stages. Some of us are healthier than others. Some of us are happier than others. But when we're together, it's the warmest place on earth. And so so I talk about that in the first half hour. And so you'll hear that. And then, just concluded, is an absolutely fantastic interview with a guy who I read about and then got in touch with via Facebook, who came on the program, I want to say over a year ago, and told this story about what it was to be a Gold Star kid. And took me to a place that I didn't know existed, because I'd never, you know, walked in his moccasins. And I, you know, in the first part of the interview, Ron talks about some of the things that, you know, literally froze me as he said that. You know, I have this visual image of, you know, his father, 18 years old, not married to his mother. They were engaged. And his mother placing an infant baby on glass that covered a Marine who'd killed in action in the vicinity of Khe Sanh on the glass of his casket, knowing that that was as close as he would ever be to his father. And he tells a story about just what a wonderful woman his mother is and how she raised him, and then this whole process of discovery and how he shares it and touches other people. So you'll hear that. So trust me, one of the coolest interviews I've ever done on All Marine Radio. And today was even better. So, Ronnie Reyes, man. He's the shit. He's the shit. And to all the Marines of 1-9 that embraced them and changed Ronnie's life, well done. Well done, Devil Dog. Well done. That'll do it. So, have a great day. I kind of feel that I should end the program today with the song that I played that is symbolic of my high school class. It's the song that reminds me of being with them when we used to go to Mass on Fridays. And this is it. So we'll end on this. So we used to start every class at Christian Brothers High School with a saying that happens in Christian Brothers classes all over the world, because they were an order that believed in education for everybody, which normally took their schools into tougher parts of the city. And my high school wasn't a high-end Catholic all-white high school. It wasn't. That's not the way the Christian Brothers do it. The high school was in the one of the poorer parts of Sacramento. And our high school was pretty diverse and very, very Hispanic. Again, in a private school, and they had, you know, a pretty large Hispanic attendance in the 70s. Yeah, and that's how the Christian Brothers did it. And so it was a really cool place. Honestly, it was a cool place. We had great sports teams. Again, I said the first hour, this was before the era of sensitivity training, right? You went to an all-boy Catholic high school? Trust me, man. You rolled around town. You got called a fag. You know, you got called everything when you were playing. But we were good. And we were like, oh, really? All right, watch this. And we annihilated them. So, but this song, whether I, you know, and I've had this MP3 for a while, whether I've been in Iraq or Afghanistan, it always takes me back to listening to this song in Mass, singing it when we went to Mass together as our entire class, our entire school, about 1,000, I think, We'd go to Mass with our teachers, and it was just always a cool feeling. And so dedicated to all my friends who I spent the weekend with. God bless you all. May he hold you in the palm of his hand and keep that hand close to his heart.
The road is long.
Somebody just texted me, Max, who the hell is that? That's the Hollies. Come on, man. Don't you know your music from the 60s? From the 60s and the 70s? Yeah, he's my brother. So, and they are definitely that. I'm blessed in my life. And I'm great friends. And like I said, some of the guys that were there, I've been friends with for 56 years of my 61-year life. I mean, how about that shit? And it's just wonderful seeing them. So I tell you that hoping to inspire you to reconnect with those people. And you don't know whose life you're going to save by bringing them maybe out of an isolation. Now, I'll tell you a story. When we went back, I want to say it was the first, it might have been our 25-year reunion. And a friend of mine named Mario Rodriguez, who was there on Saturday, Mario's got a son in the Army. And I've known Mario since I was 5 years old. Went to school with him my whole life. But I mean, he had a son that got into some trouble and is struggling with it. And so, I'm talking to friends. I said, "Where's Mario? Is he coming?" And they're like, "No, he's not coming. He doesn't go out much anymore." And I said, "Well, fuck that." I said, "You got his number?" And my friend Jay poses, right? Jay the troublemaker. Jay says, "Yeah, I got his." I said, "Well, call him." So we're at the reunion and it's late and we're getting ready to leave. And I call and Mario answers the phone. And I said, "Mario, what are you doing?" I said, "This is Mike McNamara." And he goes, "What is going on, man?" I said, "Why aren't you here?" He goes, "Oh, you know, I don't really." I said, "Hey, man, you either come, right, or I'm coming to your house. We're coming to your house. And if you lock the door, I will door kick it, okay? I know how to do that shit." And he's like, "No, you have to do that." I said, "Well, what's it going to be?" He said, "Well, I'm not going to be able to get there in time." I said, "All right." I said, "Where can we meet?" And so Mario, we met him, at, I don't know, midnight. And had and hung out till like, I don't know, 2 in the morning talking shit and laughing. And, you know, and again, I don't know that changed Mario's life. I know it reconnected him to me and other friends that he has who think the world of him. And those relationships are important. And so I play that song, I relay this story in the hopes that, you know, those people that had such a huge part in your life, you never know who's struggling. So stick your hand out and save somebody's life. Anyway, my thanks to Ronnie Reyes for coming on today and telling just an awesome story about the same thing. So that'll do it on this Monday. All Marine Radio is officially over and out.